Inspired by the Palestinian Intifada, hundreds of boys in the age group of 17 to 35 have joined hands in all major towns of Indian-administered Kashmir to form a campaign of stone throwers. Their campaign is known as Kashmir Sangbaz League or Kashmir Stone Throwers League. Over the past couple of years, the streets of Kashmir have been the scene of protests against atrocities or violations of human rights. Following their arrests made by government agencies, these people hardly appear on media, but Press TV managed to interview them on the condition of anonymity.
Kashmir Sangbaz League KSL se wabasta hai.
I think we only have one source to fight against the Indian government, and that is stone. Whenever India does something against Kashmir and its people, we come to the forefront and retaliate with stone.
Since 2008, scuffles have broken out between the Indian government forces and young Kashmiri stone throwers. Hundreds of them have been held in police custody, and many of them are facing hardships as they're wanted by the police. Observers say 2008 has been a turning point of Kashmir's independence movement, as people have taken to all peaceful means to voice their independence from Indian rule. However, the Indian government has responded differently, pushing youngsters to take up stones. In a new move, the stone throwers have warned New Delhi of a greater action in Kashmir if it passes the verdict of death sentence to the 2001 Indian Parliament attack convict Afzal Guru.
Kashmir and its people have seen a lot of atrocities. I think we won't be able to bear more of pain. If India hangs Guru, it will create a greater pain and the result will be retaliation to its maximum.
The state government so far has not responded to the threat and has maintained silence. Kashmir witnessed massive unrest during 2008 to 2010. Nearly 200 civilians were killed in the police crackdown, prompting widespread anti-government demonstrations. Kashmir has been the scene of conflict between the two nuclear-armed rivals, India and Pakistan. Despite the warm-up in the relations between the two traditional rivals, the issue of Kashmir continues to linger. Shahanabad, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.